Tēnā koe e te rangatira i te tuatahi e tuku mihi. Tēnei kia koe, miharo rawa atu ki tēnei rauimi pai rawa atu. But I want to get straight into the kōrero about the content and ask why you made this content or why your team decided to make this type of content.
I think for me, I mean, I've got a history in this kaupapa of parenting support, parenting education. But I think for me is I wanted to create something that our people could really relate to, a Māori family who have their challenges. By the way, the name of this whānau is the Tiaki whānau, which is a beautiful name, and just where people can relate and have conversations about how we are doing in our whānau. How are we talking to each other? How are we facing challenges as a family together in a Māori way? And I'm really, really pleased with the outcome.
I agree. And when you're talking about the content, when I was watching the content, I couldn't help but relate to the smallest little details. One of the things was about, well, you coming out of the wharepaku was one of them, but... Another one.
It's real.
It was absolutely. It's realistic. And you finished talking about in there about the relationships within a whānau really different, and you displayed that well in some of the series that we saw. But even the small things like mentioning manu kōrero is something that our rangatahi do now instead of mentioning something like sports, which is part of our lives as well. But also those small details there. So in terms of creating this content, what was it, what team did you have to put together to create this type of content?
Well, really, a lot of it is we've lived it, ko kaumātua ho, so I've lived it and I've seen it, and we've got a lot of resources here at the Parenting Place where we could rely on, but it's not so much a Māori resource. We had to take that back to the table and get it from our actors, get it from our own situations, because it's tikanga. That's how we talk to each other. We have humour, we have challenge. Some of those videos take you up and then take you down. The one about our wee girl who, ko hapu tō tātou kōtiro. How do we do that? But if we're not being... For me personally, being Māori and looking back into the wonderful things that we have in our whakaaro, in our tikanga, in our hitori, those are the answers to a lot of our problems today. I mean, the fashions may change, but the rules don't.
Absolutely.
Manaaki tangata.
Koia. Te whānau manaaki. I love that. I didn't realise that. But I wanted to talk about the... Actually, I'll focus on the...
Kete pai.
You as one of the key roles in there, I wanted to know why it was important for you to play this role, because when I look at the, like you said, ka piki, ka heke, and you can see where the stories go, some of them can get really deep, but a character like yourself, and you're known to really lighten the space when there are serious moments. And so I think about yourself and I think about the calibre of acting and actor between yourself and Miriama McDowell. What was the decision around that?
Because I'm very lucky to already have a relationship with Māori, okay? And I'm really lucky. I can go down the road, I can walk into a pub and somebody's going to, and I don't take that lightly. So if they've trusted me to watch my TV shows and follow my journey and seen my pain, I've been through that grief with the loss of my son. I know those pains. And our audience has gone along with me, so I think if they see me in there, it's not a new face. They see Miriama, they see the whānau. I just think that the chemistry works.
Did you spoken there about the father daughter kōrero?
Yeah.
That was a really I didn't click until you actually spoke about it, the importance of that father-daughter relationship, but also displaying something that people haven't actually seen before between you two, or just between a father and daughter. You both do that really well. And so in terms of going ahead, sorry, I'm going to back it up and go talk about the you spoke about, we spoke about trust before.
Yeah.
We talk about The trust between a father, a daughter,
yeah.
Trust between Māori and the people that we look up to or are familiar with. But what's your hopes for this whānau, this te whānau tiaki, ni?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your hopes for this whānau in terms of going back about trusting a particular whānau? Are you hoping that people are going to trust in them the same way that we might trust in, I don't know, someone like yourself in your other roles, or ASB? I think you know those, that couple that they've got there. We know their stories, right?
I think definitely. I think a trust that the information that we share, and you know, we're not telling people what to do. We're inviting people to come in and have a look at this. So we spread out this information, all these videos, like a hākari. Now, what suits my palate or my household may not suit yours or somebody else. So take what suits yours, but take something that's going to create a difference. And the dream for the Tiaki family is for them to flourish, to reach their fullest potential, and to be Māori, and to recognise that being Māori is potentially one of our greatest qualifications, if we do it right, you know. This warrior spirit that we have, our kids can be warriors of poetry, they can be warriors of rugby, they can be warriors of tāmoko. So to have a warrior spirit is good. Harnessing that within a whānau and achieving things and flourishing, to me, is the dream.
Miharo, tēnā koe e te rangatira mō tō kōrero.
Thank you.